Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, it's 9 a.m., and the pet experts are in the building. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now, here are your hosts, Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert and the birthday boy, Mr. Rick Preuss. Happy birthday, Rick.
Thank you, Lee. It's another day, and my beard is just as white as it was before. So,
hey, you've made it for another trip around the sun, and you should feel very good about that, because this was a very rough year for that trip for a lot of people.
Yeah. My heart goes out to all those that are suffering from all the COVID impact type events that have happened. It's a rough world right now.
Yeah, well, it hasn't been easy for you guys. You've definitely had to, I won't say you've had to be flexible, but there are Romanian gymnasts who could be that flexible. And bottom line is, you've been able to keep things going. So kudos to you.
Yeah, and the market, and I say the market as in the giant market, you know, worldwide, nationwide, statewide, within the city, whatever, markets of all kinds are disrupted. You know, just my nephew was house shopping, and he is having one heck of a time, because anything that he would have thought about buying 2 years ago is up, you know, $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 more than it ever used to be, and going off the market within a day or two. You know, mm-hmm. So you got that on the one hand, and then you have problems where certain products and inventories, like in our store, aren't even available. And since material prices are so expensive, labor's hard to find, you're not going to start building houses to rectify the situation. You know, it's just a strange upside down economy right now.
Well, there's no question, and that sort of leads to where we're going with today's show, because one of those markets that has been very disrupted this year has been the market for puppies. Because the truth is, with everyone being at home, more people have decided, I want company. I want someone to go walk with me. So they've gone out and gotten puppies, and the problem is that when the demand exceeds the supply, all of a sudden it becomes an interesting world to get one.
Yeah. There's the advantage of spending time at home and spending time with your pets. But if you're not in a position going into COVID, having a pet, reaching out to find a companion can be a real difficult chore. Story after story I hear, somebody that would have otherwise been in the market for a dog that might cost them anywhere from $800 to $1,000, or is now costing them $1,500 to $4,000 for the same darn dog. And there's just not a lot of relief in sight. I'm anxious to get John on our show. John Stottle, he's been on before. He's kind of caught in the middle, you know, because he essentially finds puppies for people as a business, but also relies on breeders to get them. And I'm sure he's in a little bit of a tailspin, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be an interesting show today, just to understand and delve into further. What's the dog market like, and what is it like to be essentially, you know, someone that wants to acquire a dog, or a consumer of a dog? You know, what's it like out there, and what can one do?
Well, John can definitely give us a great perspective on what's going on in Michigan, but our other guest, Patty Strand, is out in Oregon, and she can give us a really good national look at the same issue, because, again, the same thing is going on. And Patty, a returning guest, is someone who has done a tremendous amount of research into all of the different reasons why people get dogs, and the good news is there are some areas of the dog wanting population that does have a good supply, and that's typically in the shelters that are out there. But when it comes to a purebred dog that someone wants because they're looking for specific tendencies, that's where we're seeing a lot of disruption. So it's going to be a very interesting conversation for all of you out there. And besides, the topic is puppies, so how can you not smile at that? And that's the conversation this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that dog is...